Doch the Mishnah and Zion and Aleph on the bottom. Nimza ha'hoi regif the murderer stand at shaloi ner po'ho egla. Excuse me, before the egla has its head chopped. Tete, the animal could go out, the tira ba'ino, and it could graze with the flock. Meaning it's mutar ba'hano. Misha ner po'ho, if the retzeach is found, once it gets its head chopped, after the egla gets its chopped its neck chopped, to cover b'mkayma, it should be buried in its place, meaning it's aser b'hano. Why? Sha'al safek ba'asa mitchilasa, because the egla was brought misafek, because we don't know who killed it. Kipra sveka, the safek was resolved, so to speak, meaning the animal was brought for that v'holchala, and now that you did it, it's done. But since b'shas maisa, when the head is being chopped off, the neck is being chopped, since it is legitimate and is being brought for a real suffix, so b'meila, it's also b'hanu. It's not a lashon kapara. We had this earlier in the Masechta with regard to a mincha, which is not for a kapara.
Right. So it's just a completion, right?
The its needs were completed, or what it was coming for was completed, and therefore, and a meaning it's also b'hanah. That's the Iker Zachla. It's also b'hanah. It has a din of an egla rufa. Period. Even though l'maisa now it's known. I don't think it's a kedusha. It's like a shar niskal. It's also b'hanah, not because of kedusha, because it's also b'hanah. It's a suffix. No, the first was raised since it was a toast, so therefore it just comes off of it. Like we had in that same Gemara over there. When it comes out that it was a mistake, the kedusha that you were trying to effect on it doesn't take, falls off completely because it was all a mistake.
For what?
Over here, the egla rufa, it's a mistake because there's no, you know who killed it. Okay? Yes, there should be, yeah. Nerpa ha'egla. If the egla was nerpa, ve'achikach nimtza ha'irei, and then afterwards the murderer is found, ha'reza yehoreg, this person is still killed, meaning to say, he doesn't get a kapara, then now he's just gets off scot-free. Says the Mishnah, if one aid says, I saw the murderer, when he was killing him, and I know who it is, meaning I saw the murderer, the aid echad oimer lo reisa, and one aid says, you did not see the murderer, or isha imeres ra'isi, if a woman says, I saw the murderer, v'isha imeres lo'i ra'is, and another woman says, actually you did not see, how you are bin, they would do egla aru, they would be arif the egla. Let's wait. We'll wait for the Gemara talks about, the first one could be talking about a real aid, and later is talking about a puzzle. If one aid says, I saw the murderer, and two aidim say, you did not see, they would do the egla rufa, since two aidim are contradicting the first, we go with the two that he didn't see, and therefore, since there's a suffix, it's lo noida mihi kohu, we don't know who killed him. Shnayim oimrim, but if two said, ra'inu, we saw the murderer, and one says to them, Loi re'isem, you did not see the murderer. Loi ha'yu arpin, they would not do the egla rufa. Because the two said that they saw it. Misha rabu haraitzchanin, once the murderers were becoming more rampant, batla egla rufa was discontinued, because we know who did it. Everyone knows the murderers, these are the famous ones. And even if we don't actually know who did it, but someone does know, because there are so many of them, so the gang did it. So the gang members know who did it. Mishaba Eliezer, Ben Dinoy, Uschina, these people were well-known murderers And this Tchina person, Ben Prisha Haya Nikra, he was originally called Ben Prisha. He may have been a noble person, a good person, like someone who's a Parush. But then, Chazur L'Krei said Ben Haratzchan, and then they ended up calling him the murderer because he got himself bloody.
What's a Prisha? What
Prisha is like a separate, someone who's separate. Like in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole community, back in the day, they were a Prusha, even by the times of the Rechem and Zakkai. Rechem and Zakkai's Kehila was called the Prusha. The people that abstain. No, they abstain from things. Meaning they're not...
In the logic of dissolving the procedure was because there was so much murder that it was going to be less of a mystery?
It's known to somebody. Meaning the whole idea of Egla Rufa is you have a bunch of law-abiding citizens. All of a sudden, there's somebody killed. Who did this? No one knows. But when you have so many people that have been murdered and so many murderers out there, then we would assume that it's known to somebody in the world who did it.
So it's not about a
well, it did because there's so many murderers happening.
Right.
But the idea is that since the pasuk says lo noida mihi kohu, we don't know, it wasn't known who killed him, but if someone knows, then it's already...
But if someone knows and they don't step forward, it's still, no one knows,
no,
it's still a mystery.
No, no, no. That's not... It's if no one knows, if one person knows, even if they live in, you know, Hancock, Bangkok, right? Right? Whatever it is, I'm saying, it's still considered known.
But then, but as far
where
as
do we have such a thing in Saita? It's not a matter of responsibility, though. The bottom line is it's not the parsha of Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is only if it's not known. If someone knows, or if we should assume that someone knows, then it's not in the parsha. We have the same thing by Saita. If there's an aid in Medinas Hayam, then you don't give him... The waters don't work. The waters don't work. And that was why we'll see in a moment. Mishirab u'hamina afim. When there were more adultery happening, Pasku Amayim Hamorim, the water stopped working for the same reason. Because one pshat is because the husband's not menukum yavoin. Another pshat is because, like the Ramban said, we said that it's because Klal Yisrael is not in a madrega for it. Others say it's because it's something which people know. Since there are so many, somebody knows what's going on, even if they don't come forward. Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai, was Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai who stopped giving to drink. Shenamar, and he darshed in this pasuk, because the pasuk says, like Efkai, I will not remember, meaning I will not punish the women, al b'nei seichem, over your daughter, kisses nana, that they will be mezanev, al kalei seichem, and your daughters-in-law, kisses na'afna, that they commit adultery, kihein, because them, their husbands, are also the goymer, etc. They're also involved in illicit relations. Mishemes Yosef ben Yezer is straight of Yosef ben Yechon on Ishu Yishalayim. When Yosef ben Yezer is straight of Yosef ben Yechon on Ishu Yishalayim died, batlu ha'eshkoilis. The idea of having an eshkoil, which means an isha kulay boy, has everything in him that was done. Shenamas, it says in the pasuk, ain eshkoil, there's no eshkoil. Lechol bikura, to eat the ripened fruit, the ripened fig, if so nafshi, and my heart desires to find an eshkol and isha kulei boy. These are the zugim in Pirkei Avos.
Right.
Yes.
Are these the last of the zugim? These two? Are they
what do they say? Anybody remember what they said in Pirkei Avos? I don't remember. I don't know if they're the last. I don't think they're the last. No.
But if they're not the last, then how could it be true that there are no more eshkol?
Eshkol. I guess, listen, these are madrega that are very high madrega.
So when, how do you translate this? Ain't eshkol?
There is no... Here, here's a... There is no eshkol. There is no man that has everything in it. Lechol bikuro. To enjoy the... To eat the good ripened fruits, the ripened figs. If sanafshi, and my heart desires them, meaning if like a lashon of or yearns for them, lashon of kivoy. Okay. Yehi beischa pasuach l'ravacha.
Yehi beischa beis.
Beis avad l'chacham.
Then it goes on, there's a bunch of there's more zugim after them. So yep. We say that they were at such a high level that we can't consider the later ones to be.
Apparently. Do you imagine?
How could we not consider these other zugim to be like clusters?
Yeah. I mean, we think of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He had a, you know. Then our minds can't really understand this. You have Chaim Kanievsky, who's great. Then you have Kazanish. You have Chofetz Chaim. You have the Vilna Gaon, Rehager, Chassam Sofer, Rambam, Rashi, Ramban. And these are people that are beyond our comprehension.
The next one is Yeshua ben Prakhya.
Oh, okay. Okay. They're not called that, yeah. Okay, Yechonim Kohen Gadol, Hevir Hoidoyas Meiser. Yechonim Kohen Gadol, he passed or he stopped the practice of saying Vidoy Meiser because you can't say that you gave the Meisers to the Levi because it was given to the Kohen instead. Afhu Bitalas HaMa'irin, he also, Yechonim Kohen Gadol also was Mavatal the Ma'irin, are the Vekers, the people who say, Uru, right? Wake up Hashem. Hashem doesn't sleep. Uru lama sishan Hashem. They would say, that's what they would say, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, but he would say, there's no Shena. Hashem doesn't sleep. Hine leyonav la'ishon. Ves ha'noikvin, and he also stopped the practice of hitting on top of the calf, where they would make the blood go down to the eyes, and I guess, and that somehow made the shechita process more, work better for them. But since it looked like a balmum, he stopped it. And ad yomav, until the days of Yechonim Kohen Gadol, hayapatish makiv Yerushalayim, the hammer would be working and hitting in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed for the Dover HaOvid. But he stopped it because not everyone knows that they're doing it because of Dover HaOvid, and therefore he stopped this practice. So v'yomav, in his day, ein tzorach lishal al ha'damai, you didn't have to ask about the Mai because he instituted that that everyone that buys for Nama Oretz takes off Meiser automatically.
What is Dabar Ha'Avid?
What was that?
Dabar
Ha'Avid. Dabar Ha'Avid is a something that you'll lose out on. Work on Chol HaMoed is the Asur, unless it's a Dabar Ha'Avid, meaning something that I will have suffer a severe financial loss if I don't do it. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Tanur Avodah will enter the Brisa. Minayin, from where do we know? She'im ne'erpo ha'eglo. That if the eglo was ne'erpo, had its head chopped, v'achakach nimtza ha'oireg, and afterwards the murderer was found, she'ein poiteres oisoi, that the chopping off of the eglo does not exempt the murderer from the death penalty, meaning maybe I would say he had a kapara of sorts. There's some kapara which happens, and Mela, his obligation is lessened, and therefore we shouldn't kill him. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk teaches us, v'lo aretz la yechupar ladam, and the land will not offer atonement for the blood asher shufach bo that was spilled in it, ki im bedam shayfai, only with the blood of the person who spilled the blood. He needs to get that kapara, meaning of being put to death, for the kapara. And this teaches us, we already know that you're not allowed to take koifer, you're not allowed to take a monetary compensation to exempt the murderer. This pasuk is coming to tell us that don't think that kapara was effected through the egla arufa. No, if you find the murderer afterwards, you put him to, if you have Edom and Asura, he also gets the death penalty. Okay, that's the Brisa. Torah, Eidach al Omer Ra'isi. It's a Harig of one Eid said that I saw the murderer, and then another, the Mishnah continued and said that if somebody, another Eid said, you didn't see it, so then the Mishnah said, we would do the Egla Arufa. Okay? Says the Gemara, time or the reason why in such a case that we would do the Egla Arufa is the machesh lei, is because he is contradicting this. The second aid is contradicting the first aid. Again, aid one comes in and says, I saw the murderer. Aid two says, you didn't see the murderer. So says the Mishnah, we'll do the Egla Rufa. Says the Gemara, time of the reason why we're going to do the Egla Rufa is the Makhishle. It's because the second aid is contradicting what the first aid said. Halay Makhishle. But if he didn't contradict him, and all we had was aid one saying, I saw the murderer, aid Echad Mehemim. The Mishnah seems to indicate that one aid will be believed, and we will accept his testimony, and we will not do the Egla Rufa. Frakti Gemara, Mino Animili. From where do we know that one aid is going to be believed to tell us that the murderer is a known person, and we will not do the Egla Rufa? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says about the Egla Rufa, Loi Noida, it's not known, Mihi Kohu, who killed him. That's what the Pasuk says, end quote. Says the Braisa, Ha Noida, but if it's known, Mihi Kohu, if it's known who killed him, Afilu Echad, even if it's a person, Besaif Ha'ilam, at the end of the world, Loi Hayu Arpin, we wouldn't do Egla Rufa. Since the Pasuk says, Loi Noida Mihiko, it's not known, what that means is it's not known to anyone in the world. But if it's known even to one person, even at the end of the world, now obviously we have to know that somebody knows it, okay? But if somebody in Yehopetzville says to the Bezdin over there, I know who killed this guy that was found outside of the certain city, they would send a message and say, we have testimony from one person that they know. And then there wouldn't be an Egla Rufa.
To clarify again, it's like we have to know that it's someone knows.
Yeah. Otherwise, if we don't know, then we'll do the Egla Rufa itself. Correct. To us, it's not known.
Right.
Bezdin doesn't know that it's known.
Yeah. Correct. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
If a person admits to a murder and there's no evidence,
because you're saying because Eina the Mesa Matzmei Rosha.
Can he be his own aid?
Usually, we don't believe the person.
If so, he knows.
But usually, we don't believe him. We won't, if somebody comes in and says, I killed somebody, we won't believe him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact.
So, in that case, yeah. You would do that?
In that case, you would do that way, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
If someone comes and admits, we're not going to believe him, we're going to do
that. It's a good question. I don't know.
There's like no confessions in Torah? Like,
there are, but by a knas. I mean, I guess, it might be a knas. Adam Neman alats me yesim me'edim. He will have Nemanos. I don't know. It was a maisa. I mean, Nemanos is something that a person is not just believed. There's a maisa with Ramesha once. Ramesha was at a chasana. He was about to be Masada the Kedushin. And the mother of the chasin says, I never got a kosher get from my first husband. Maybe it was after the Holocaust or something. I thought my husband was dead. Man, that's a very serious, you know. And Ramosha says, in an emetus. She's not believed, because the halacha is a person not believed to say my son is a mamzer. Baruch atah Hashem, and he makes the bracha. Meaning, if he would have said she's not believed, but let's go confer in the side room, what's going to happen? Everyone's going to back out. No, none of it. You have to have Ramosha's shoulders to say that.
Thank God he was there.
Yeah. Okay, Zakti Gamar Vaita. Rabbi Akiva. The question is if she got a good get. Rabbi Akiva says, Minayin, from where do we know? The Sanhedrin. From where do we know about a Sanhedrin? Shero Echod. That they saw a person, Shaharag es HaNefesh, that they killed someone. Ve'ein makirin oisoy. But they don't recognize him. They know that somebody killed, but they don't recognize him. Sharo'u echad. Shaharag es HaNefesh. They saw somebody murdering somebody else. The Sanhedrin saw Reuven killing. Whatever, the Bezdin. Ve'ein makirin oisoy, but they don't recognize who the person was. Shaloi hayu arpin. From where do we know that they would not do the Egla Rufa? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk teaches us, Ve'einenu Leira'u. The Pasuk says that the Zakenim are supposed to say, our eyes did not see. Ve'ha'Leira'u. But over here they saw. See, even though they don't recognize who the person was, but since they saw the act of the murder, they cannot say the Pasuk of Ve'einenu Leira'u, and our eyes did not see. Meaning, when the Pasuk says, our eyes did not see, that doesn't mean that you know who it is. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Seeing and still not knowing.
Correct. Meaning they see it happening.
Because you're only going to bring the Egla Rufa if that's not known.
Now they don't know who the person was.
Not know the identity, like the name.
Correct. Well, if they see who the person was, that's enough. Doesn't mean they have to know, you know, his mother's maiden name. You know, if they have to know him. They have to see him. They have to recognize him. If they saw his face, they would recognize him. If they saw someone from the back, they see a guy with a mask. Okay, they see him killing somebody. They saw it happen, but they don't know who it is.
So it remains unknown.
No, but they would not bring the Egla. So it remains unknown because they don't know who it is. But since the Pasuk says, Ve'einenu le'ro'u, and our eyes didn't see, it doesn't mean our eyes didn't see who it was. It means our eyes did not see the murder. But they did see the murder. So the Mela, they would not bring the Egla Rufa.
Is there any further reason behind the Dion Pasuk?
I mean, it could be exactly
that
they did
recognize that there'd be no.
For sure there wouldn't be an Egla Rufa. The question is, if they didn't recognize who it is, so it's still an unknown murder out there. Nonetheless, they don't bring it.
Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm confused. They knew what Rufa is, our eyes did not see.
We did not see the murder.
So, meaning, because they didn't recognize, they didn't see? Is that how we're saying it?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because even though they didn't recognize who the person was, since they saw the murder,
they can't say
our eyes didn't see it, because they did see it.
Okay.
So maybe they don't bring it.
I see. Okay.
Fine. Now, so says the Gemara, Hashto the Amrit, now that we said, Eid Echad Mehemen, that one Eid is believed, so Eid 1, comes into Bezdin and says, I saw the murder. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that he's believed. Why? Because Eid Echad is Naaman. But if somebody else comes in, if Eid 2 comes in and says, no, you didn't see it. So what does the Mishnah say? We are going to bring in Egla Rufa. Right? So Frek the Gemara, Hashda Amr, now that we said Eid Echad Mehemen, that one Eid is believed in our Torah to tell us that he knows who murdered. Idochad, the other one, meaning the other one Eid that came in to testify that the first Eid did not see it. Heichi, how? Motzi makreshle. How is he able to contradict him? Why and how is Eid number two able to come into Bezdin and say, you Eid number one, who Bezdin just believed and accepted your testimony, you actually did not see it. How could we now, Bezdin, say, you know what? We had a stalemate, and therefore we're going to bring the Egla Rufa. Frek the Gemara, v'ha Omar Ula, but Ula said, kol makom sheha amina Torah, any place that the Torah believed, Eid Echad, one Eid, for example, by Egla Rufa, harekan shnayim. It's as if we have the testimony of two people. V'ein dvarav shel Echad, and the words of one person, are considered nothing but makam shnayim, relative to two. Meaning like this, Eid number one comes into Beth. And he says, we had this child, by the way, the more earlier about Saita, right?
It's not
one Eid, oh, it says,
yeah.
Okay.
I wish I could say it with the memory.
One Eid comes into Bezdin and says, I saw the murder. So Bezdin says, okay, we accept that testimony. We accept that testimony as two Eidim. So now when the second Eid comes in and says, actually, you didn't see the testimony, who are you? It's one against two, exactly. So Ein Dvarav Shel Echad Makom Shnayim, we should believe the first one who said he saw the murder, and therefore we shouldn't bring an Egla Rufa.
Wasn't
a Tom
difference?
And for the Gemara, Amar Lecha Ula, Ula will say to you, Tani, in fact, the way you should teach the Mishnah is, Loi Hayu Arpin. The Mishnah didn't mean to say Hayu Arpin, that they would do the Egla Rufa because it's one against one. Rather, the correct version of the Mishnah is Loi Hayu Arpin, They would not do the Egla Arufa. V'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and so too Rabbi Yitzchak said, Tani, you should learn in the Mishnah, loy hayu arpin, that they would not do Egla Arufa because it's now one, meaning aid number two, against two, meaning the manos of aid one.
This is only if the single aid was already accepted.
The second teretz of the Gemara is, at this point in the Gemara, it doesn't make a difference when it is. Okay? Let's see. For Reb Chiya Amar, Reb Chiya says no. We actually could be Makavel. We could have what the Mishnah says, and we could also accept what Ula said, and now this is going to be what Mark and Simcha are alluding to. Tani, you should teach in the Mishnah how you arpin. They would do the Egla Rufa. Frak the Gemara, Ula Reb Chiya, but according to Reb Chiya, Kasha de Ula, we have this Kasha against this Yisayid from Ula. That any time the Torah was maimin one person, it's as if it's two. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, there's no Kasha. Kan, over here in the Mishnah, when we say Hayu Arpin, that they would do Egla Arufa, that's Bivas Achas. That's when they come at one time. Aid number one comes in and says, I saw the murder. Bezdin didn't have an opportunity yet to accept his testimony and give him the superpower of two aids yet. When aid number two comes in and says, no, you didn't see it. Says Bezdin, okay, this is one against one, and we're going to do the Egla Rufa. Khan, over here in Ula, when we say that the testimony of the first one is as chashiv as two, and therefore a new person that comes in who disagrees and contradicts him only has a status of one against two, that's bizarre chazeh. That's when we have one after the other, and that's when we will not accept the testimony of the second person, and in fact, we will not do an Egla Rufa. The Mishnah that says how you arpin, that they would do an Egla Rufa when it's one against one, that's when they came at the same time.
That's the contradiction case, right?
Correct.
Because he might be contradicted.
Right. But if it was one came and Bezna was Makabalit, and then the next one comes, and he wants to contradict the first person, we say, I'm sorry, the first one that came has a status of two. Now we're going to do the Kasha, the Mishnah, and then we're going to pause. Zakti Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, the later case of the Mishnah was, Eid Echad Omer, if one Eid said, Ra'isi es Ahirik, I saw the murder, Ushnayim Omer Loi Ra'isa, and two said, you did not see, Loi Hayu Arpin. They would not do the Egla Rufa. So says the Gemara, hold on a second. The Mishnah is telling me a Lahedya case when one comes in and says, I saw it. Two said, you didn't see it. The Mishnah says, okay, in that case, we are going to do the Egla Rufa. That would be mashma, ha chad v'chad. But if it was one against the other, lo yihayu arpin. They wouldn't do the Egla Rufa. Again, if one comes in and says, I saw the murder.
So he's Makabal.
He was Makubal in Bezdin.
So he's like two.
Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, if two other people come in and says, you didn't see.
Later.
Because even later, because that's what we're saying, that two has that Maila. So it's two against two. And we say, we're going to do the Egla Rufa. Right?
Because the two will nullify the first. Yeah,
no. Mashma. No. Hold on a second.
The two approved the first.
The two, dafka accept the testimony of the second group because it's two. And that's when we'll do the Egla Rufa.
Because of contradiction, because it's two versus two, right?
Right.
Well, is that because that equals zero? Or do we end up believing the second?
Because it's two against two. Because there's a hachkosha of two against two. Or al kapanim, the mashmos is, again, the Mishnah says, one came in to say, I saw. And therefore, we shouldn't do Egla Rufa. Two said, you didn't see. And therefore, we should do Egla Rufa. So the Mishnah says, we will do Egla Rufa. We'll accept the testimony of these two. We'll accept the testimony you said, you didn't see. And therefore, we'll bring the Egla Rufa. That would indicate that it's dafka because it's one. And then two are going against that one that we say we do the Egla Rufa. But if it was one and then another one, it's mashma, we would not do Egla Rufa. I'm sorry. We
You would do that.
Nakama. The Mishnah said if one came and said, I saw the murder, and two said, you didn't see, we will do the Egla Rufa.
Yes.
Mashma, if it's one and then one, we will not do the Egla Rufa.
Because that one is like two, he's Makabal.
No, just because it's a duke. Just because it's a duke, right?
Oh, what do we see? What did Rav Chiya say? Rav Chiya said that if I have one against one, in a case of... Hold on a second. Eid echad amar ra'isi. One eight said, I saw it. Ushnayim amar lo ra'isa. And two said, you did not see it. How you arben, they would do the egla rufa. Says the Gemara. Ha chad v'chad. But if it was one against one, lo har you arben, they would not do egla rufa. Now, according to Rav Chiya, what did Rav Chiya say? That if it's one against one, they would do Egla Rufa. Rav Chiya said that the Mishnah says, one against one, you would do Egla Rufa. But here the Mishnah is telling me that it's dafka because the second Eidos was two people that said you didn't see it, that's why we do the Egla Rufa. It's mashma, ha chad v'chad, and if it's one against one, lo yihayu you arpin, they would not do egla rufa. Says the Gemara, you have to do Rav Chiya. It's akasha on Rav Chiya. Okay, this is like extra credit, we'll do this again tomorrow. Okay?